Our next topic is continuing on with speech issues, and we have three folks who are joining us here. Our panel includes Brandon Brim and Dr. Sarah Flournoy. Did I say that right? Flournoy, thank you. Brandon is with the firm of, where's your name out here? Brim, Arnett, Robinette, Connors, and McCormick. He received his bachelor's degree in radio, television, and film, which I did not know that, Brandon. Very interesting. From the University of Texas. And then he completed his Doctor of Jurisprudence from the University of Arizona Rogers College of Law. He began his law practice in Connecticut doing real estate and foreclosure law. And then he returned back home to Austin, where he's, again, with the Brim Arnett firm. Dr. Sarah Flournoy is also a school lawyer and practicing in has a diverse practice, but prior to that, she did corporate law. She was also a secondary social studies teacher. She works primarily with both public and private K-12 educational entities on a broad range of legal issues. Prior to joining the firm, she served at Irving ISD as their in-house attorney for 3 years. And then our moderator today is my friend Skylar Gallup. She is from Amarillo, Texas, and she is the regional advocacy director for Raise Your Hand Texas in the Panhandle. She works to inform voters on the Texas Panhandle on critical issues facing more than 5 million students in our state's public schools. She helps to ensure and motivate Panhandle voters to become more involved in legislative matters at both the state and local level. She has her bachelor's degree in mass communication from WT there in Canyon, Texas, and she is a former television news reporter and anchor. So, look forward to your presentation.
Thank you. Okay, good afternoon. So we're switching from religion to politics. So you guys are like a really cringy dinner party. So just buckle up. I am not a school attorney, so bless y'all's heart. This is amazing work. And firstly, I just want to say thank you for doing it. I know that Brandon, Sarah, and I are really excited to talk to you guys still about the First Amendment, but around political opinions that school district employees may have. I don't know if you've encountered that, but opinions seem to be something we all have in spades these days. So I think a really relevant topic. We hope to empower you guys with kind of some tools that you can have in your pockets whenever you come across an issue in one of your districts with an employee, using those opinions, as we know, happens quite a bit. So kind of what we're going to do is Sarah and Brandon are going to talk through some of kind of the nuts and bolts of really determining, you know, what private versus public speech is, government employees versus private citizens. And then we'll circle back around with some just real circumstances that we run into oftentimes around political advocacy, how to engage, things like that. So Sarah and Brandon will teach us some stuff.
So the idea was, and we got some of this from the previous panel, but just to give kind of a brief little primer on what we're talking about. So there's kind of, we can divide it up into three buckets. So we've got government speech, and that's the speech in official capacity. So it's communicated by the government through their agent, or is in the context that would reasonably be understood to have been endorsed by the government. Then we've got private speech on an issue of private concern, and those are matters only of personal interest or regarding personnel decisions. And then we've got the third bucket, which is private speech, but on a public concern. So fairly considered as relating to any matter of political, social, or other concern to the community, or when it is the subject of legitimate news interest, that is a subject of general interest and value and concern to the public.
So now that we've explained what the kind of buckets of the different, that you can put different kinds of speech in, I just want to walk through what the basic analysis is when you're looking at these different speeches in a specific fact pattern. Because as we're hearing earlier today, and we're going to talk about more, is that all of these determinations are really fact-specific. And it's kind of hard to necessarily predict where any one court is going to go with any one fact pattern. So you really have to go through this analysis every time you encounter a case.